Some Kind of Sonnet for a Mayfly, from Michael Archieri. If it be true what learned people say, the mayfly lives for but a day, I'll not shed even the tiniest tear, or wish he'd make it one more year. Instead, I would concentrate on just how grand to live without next week's demand. And among the simple mayfly facts is, he never once has to file his taxes, or contemplate the waning moon, or anticipate any time but soon. Never repay but only borrow, or check the weather for tomorrow. It might be luxury, if I may be bold, to be unconcerned about growing old. No time for Betty-by, nor alarms to be set, no time for longing or for regret. Not to mention that on his day in May, he might decide to alight or just fly away. Another thing any mayfly knows, he won't need to shop for winter clothes, never wondering while watching the setting sun why living seems over before it's begun. The mayfly is the only one who can truly say that the mayfly has so truly had his day. At 8 in the morn, his youth would flower, old age a 25th or 26th hour, never needing to strain his brain to remember where he was on the 24th of September. Oh, mayfly, how strangely fortunate is the lifetime, brief and immediate. Mayfly, whose lifetime is so fleeting, it would seem so surely worth repeating.